tengo el número.
I don't have the exact number of the case, I'm afraid. Or I don't recall whether you've actually referred to it. I think it was referred to in the list of issues and your responses. I do know the date. It's the 5th of August from 2022. I think it was a case that was referred to yesterday. It's a case relating to a new way of distributing things in the Congress. I think there were a certain number of members, and now it's to do with constituencies. Electoral constituencies, I think, and you, I think you have different different regulations on that, and that's what that pertains to. Thank you. Now, let me just wrap up this issue, asking about pending decisions that need to be adopted prior to the upcoming elections in 2025. Could you tell us what the likely date of those elections will be? I didn't manage to find it in the information available, if you have a planned date for the 2025 elections. Issue 2024 is on rights of minorities, and the committee has taken note of the various legislative efforts that the State Party is making to establish the rights of Indigenous and tribal peoples. Rights which were not previously firmly enshrined. The committee, however, remains concerned at the duration and the lack of inclusivity of these proceedings. My first question then is whether in the Republic of Suriname you ensure that there is free, prior, informed consent of Indigenous and tribal peoples regarding all decisions that are taken that affect them. Could you also please tell us what the state of play is of the draft law on collective rights of Indigenous and tribal peoples? I believe there's a bill on collective rights. And could you tell us about the content and the purposes, the goals of this draft, of this bill on collective rights? What measures is the state taking to expedite the procedure of adopting this legal framework for collective land rights and for territorial demarcation with the full and effective participation of Indigenous and tribal peoples that is fully in line with international standards and with jurisprudence? The committee has received reports on the ongoing practice of granting permits for extraction of natural resources, mainly logging, forest logging and mining, in lands where Indigenous and tribal peoples live without their free, prior and informed consent. How is the government ensuring that land titles and permits for extraction of natural resources in those territories are only issued with the free, prior and informed consent of the Indigenous and tribal peoples affected? While we look forward to your answer regarding the Pikin Sarong protests and the withdrawal of permits for exploitation of forest resources. I know that there were public protests in 2023 and this year, and the government withdrew its approval for a farming project with 50 Mennonite families that covered an area of over 300,000 hectares, according to the information you gave us. Now, the government has been accused and convicted for the ongoing lack of legal recognition of the legal personality, the jurisdiction and territorial rights of Indigenous and tribal peoples. There have been three sentences handed down from the Inter-American Court of Human Rights from 2005, 2007 and 2015. And there have also been recommendations from the Special Rapporteur on Indigenous Peoples and from the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Third, what can you tell us about how the rulings, the sentences from the Inter-American Court of Human Rights have been implemented? How have they been executed when it comes to the rights of Indigenous peoples generally speaking, and in particular for the cases of the Moiwana community versus Suriname, the Saramaka people versus Suriname, and the Kalinya and Lokono people. These are the groups who brought those cases before the Inter-American Court. How are the rights and interests of Indigenous and tribal peoples included and incorporated into national development plans and policies? Could you please give us examples of the way in which the framework law on the environment is implemented to protect the rights of Indigenous and tribal peoples and communities? We note with concern that the lack of legal protection for territorial and land rights means that Indigenous peoples have their rights violated in terms of land appropriation. There's been the recent adoption of a presidential decree in October 2023, despite the recommendation of the Advisory Council awaiting the law on land conversion that, as we've seen, is before the National Assembly. And it would seem that that decree would permit individuals to request and acquire land where Indigenous peoples live, where they're not legally recognized, and so they're considered to be state land. This is considered to be state land. I look forward to very much indeed to your answers. Thank you.